ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the co-chair of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And I want to welcome Horace Cooper to the program. Horace, welcome. Good to have you.
And it's always a pleasure to come on the program.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, man, and from out in East Texas, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Polk
yeah.
County.
Texas is the place to be. There you go. We're battling here in Texas to kind of try to keep the Biden policies at bay. They've really hurt us a lot when it comes to the energy issue, both here in Texas and nationally. Care to speak a little bit about what we've seen happen, and of course, you know, I guess the tabling for this is that this Biden did not inherit a ridiculous energy problem, but he's created one.
Yeah. The president has really done a terrible job of being a model for our young people, particularly our children. You catch a kid and they have the chocolate all over their hand, a little bit smeared on their face, and it appears that some of the cookies out of the jar have been taken. And the kid says, "It wasn't me, I didn't do it." Now, the kid is lying. And sometimes you have to take, he has to get a couple of swats to remember to tell the truth. And one, if you say that the cookies are off limits, the cookies are off limits. But it's not really a surprise when a 5 or 6 year old says, "It wasn't me. Someone else did it." Doesn't want to take responsibility. It is a surprise when the President of the United States announces that it wasn't him, that it was someone else, and that he doesn't want to take responsibility. This president took one of the most amazing economic situations from his predecessor and threw it all in the trash. We had economic growth. We had interest rates, which made it possible for people who were minorities, women, or any American to be able to get capital to start their own business. What we had was a gasoline price that many of us hadn't seen in a couple decades in terms of how low it was. And what we also had was when we looked at the bill that came in from a summer or winter, we had bills that were manageable, that were affordable. The biggest thing was we often had more check left over at the end of the month. He has changed every single one of those categories, and he's made it worse.
And, you know, you wrote a book about how Trump is making Black America great again, how he was impacting the inner cities and the urban communities and so on, right up until the left pulled all of the stops in the summer of 2020 to literally start burning down the Black communities with the riots and BLM and so forth. And that destruction has now continued with Biden's policies.
We have a crime wave that most Americans alive haven't seen. You need to be more than 50 years old to remember how bad things had gotten in American inner cities. This is where we're returning. You name the metropolitan city, and it is a city that is now a place where you'll get your car jacked. I worked on Capitol Hill when I was a young man, and carjacking, which is not a phenomenon that many people even remember anymore,
right,
was so severe, the Congress of the United States responded with a federal statute. But we're seeing carjacking. We're seeing people being pushed in front of a subway. We're seeing people where, just over the weekend, someone was walking down the street, a car hit them, intentionally came up on the sidewalk, hit them, knocked them to the ground, knocked them unconscious, and then they were robbed by the drivers, which then moved on. This kind of mayhem and this kind of violence is something that we simply haven't seen, and it comes from a mindset. It comes from a mindset that says that the people who are raping, robbing, and pillaging, they're the victims. And you and I are the perpetrators. And it is justified in the minds of the people that defend these odious acts. It is justified that the victims are able to get back something from the perpetrators. And this mindset has created way more victims, has created way more violence, has created way more devastation. We had a huge pandemic, and now what we have is an escape plan where people are wholesale leaving these committees, these communities. Thanks, Joe Biden.
Well, you know, I was trying to look for it real quick, but there was a post that I saw on my Facebook feed of a gal who said that, you know, she was actually, that somebody attempted to break into her place for the third time in 30 days. In spring, she lives in Spring, Texas.
This is where we've gotten to. That's not far from me.
Right.
That's not far from me. And this is where we have gotten, where people don't believe that there will be accountability. And it's not because there isn't any, although in many of these woke communities, there really isn't much accountability. There was a candidate for governor, a congressman, speaking on video. The cameras are watching, and a man came right up to him and attempted to stab him with his knuckle device that had blades on it, and that person was released before the candidate himself even went to bed after being caught. That's the Lee Zeldin case in New York City.
Right.
This is what is happening, and it is happening not because of an oversight. It is the policy of the progressives to promote the idea that we, you, me, and your audience are the ones that need the comeuppance. What we absolutely need is to change course, and we need to signal to people that there will be consequences. As long as we don't say and act as if there will be consequences, this problem is going to get worse. The Attorney General has been silent. The President has been silent. Oh, does he come out and say something that's the equivalent of nasty? No, no, please don't do that anymore. Sure he does. But what he doesn't do is what he was willing to do in the late 1980s and the early 1900s. And he was prepared to use the force of government to stop the people that are preying on the rest of us who are citizens entitled to come and go and enjoy our life. That's not his position today. Today, his position is silence. Well, the left says silence equals death. Silence equals harm. Silence equals acquiescence. I'm going to hold him to the same standard that the left holds everyone else to.
Well, you know, when you, as you said, when you release people who commit crimes and you send them on their way, when you tell people that they can steal up to $900 and have no consequences for those kinds of things. And Horace, I think the other thing that's missed in this is the messaging then that is sent on a broader scale as it relates to, you know, why would someone then make the effort to go out and get a job? Why would someone
Absolutely.
Then make the effort
Absolutely.
To go out and try to establish a life within a civil society when the encouragements are go out and either take it or be prepared that if you have it, you're going to have to, you know, practically lock it up behind Fort Knox in order to be able to just keep what's yours, because it's fair game for anybody who wants to take it from you.
When I was a 5 or 6 year old, my grandmother told me the story of the ant and the grasshopper. I don't know if you know this or not,
no,
Pastor, but
tell me.
You can't tell the ant and the grasshopper story anymore. The ant and the grasshopper lived in the same community, and the ant spent all of his time, except for a little bit, but all of his time preparing for the coming winter. The grasshopper spent all of his time having fun and almost no time preparing for the winter. And it turned out it was a very, very hard winter. And as a consequence, the ant had been prepared. Shortly after the winter storm hit, the grasshopper was begging and pleading, please, please, help me, I'm hungry, I have nothing. But the ant had built a tunnel so far down below where it was still warm, he couldn't hear the grasshopper. And when he came out from the winter storm, the grasshopper was dead. Now, that's the story that my grandmother told me. That's not the story
that
we can be told today.
Well, no, now, it's a bug's life.
Let's him in, and they all share.
No. It's even worse. It's even worse. It's a bug's life. So now what it is the ant does all of the working and all of the gathering, and then the grasshopper comes along and bullies the ant and takes what belongs to the ant, and now the ants are starving even though they did all the work, and the grasshopper continues to enjoy the fruit of the ant's labor. It's a Bug's Life. That's a Disney film called It's a Bug's Life. And that is what it's about. And then it's about an ant that, you know, says, no, we're going to fight back, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But the bottom line is that the message is,
yes.
if you're the bully, then you get to take what you want from the guy that actually does all of the work. Now, we might get a little uppity about that or a little, oh, well, he's a bad guy. But I'm telling you, what you just said, the subliminal message is we're not going to share anymore. We're going to lay down while big government comes in and takes what belongs to us. And that's what they expect from us. That is what they expect from us, to let the criminals and big government. We'll be back right after this to talk about that more.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula. formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body. Cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Horace Cooper. And by the way, I just want to encourage you, you can, if you're watching us right now, and I want to thank all of you that have 140,000 people last week watched TECNTV.com, and we want to express our appreciation. Share this program, share the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website. Because the player for TECNTV.com is live on the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can follow all of the great programming, and we encourage you to do that. Horace Cooper's book is How Trump is Making Black America Great Again. It's an important piece of literature to understand what can happen when a president is actually, well, when he's doing what he's told the people that he is going to do. All right. we were talking about ants and grasshoppers and It's a Bug's Life and bullies taking from those that actually do the work. And it sounds an awful lot to me like criminals going into, you know, people's stores and stealing their goods.
So you're exactly right. My grandmother wanted me to understand this story because she wanted me to know that I needed to take responsibility for my life, that the kinds of choices that I made had consequences, and that if I was prudent, if I was smart, I could achieve in my life the kinds of things that she was able to achieve in her life. My grandmother paid cash for her house that she lived in when I was, I don't know, I was 4, 5, or 6 when the home was being built. And she had the only brick house on the road that we lived in that she paid cash for. The idea now that you might pay cash for your home, that is so alien
right
to people.
Yep.
My grandmother actually did not, she was retired once I was born. So she saved the money. It wasn't that she went and found this amazing job. There was no lottery in Texas at the time. She made great choices. And she told me the story so that I could make great choices. Today, we are sending the opposite message. Yeah. Now, I'm going to say something that's a little bit unpleasant to hear. If you rape, rob, or engage in mayhem, society has a duty to grab you by the throat, hook you up to the jumper cables, and send you home to meet your maker. The
Boom.
People who refuse to cooperate, we have a solution. There has been only one man who has returned from death. The rest have never engaged in violence again. That's the signal, and the others who hear this message, and if they can contain themselves, they can restrain themselves. We don't send that message, and as a consequence, we are getting more and greater violence. Our president says to people the opposite of let not a man be deceived. Whatsoever he reaps, shall he sow? It is the opposite.
Yeah.
Some other man reaps, and you get to sow. That's unbiblical, and you are going to be cursed. A society that adopts the principle that what one man reaps, another will sow, is a society that is going to not prosper.
Good word.
You can reap for good, or you can reap for ill. But the principle is a godly one, and it has never been suspended.
And that's why socialism and Marxism
right.
and communism have failed everywhere they've been tried. And you know, when you're young, they're going to tell you, well, that's because, you know, the wrong kind of people were running the show. No, it's not because the wrong kind of people were running the show. It's because when you get out, and Dick Morris, you know, said this about voters, when you're 20 to 25, you're liberal because they bring you the cake and you eat the cake. But when you get between 25 and 35, all of a sudden you got to start paying for the flour. You got to start paying for the shortening.
Yeah.
You got to start paying for the butter. You got to start paying for the ingredients that create the cake, or you don't get a cake.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, one other quick thing I want to say. Joseph went into Egypt, and he would ultimately give counsel and advice to the Pharaoh.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't say the Pharaoh was a godly man. The Bible doesn't say that the Pharaoh was looking after righteousness' sake. But what the Pharaoh did do was follow the godly principle. And Egypt prospered and was the most prosperous country throughout the land. Mm-hmm. We need godly principle. And that's what's lacking with our president.
And that is what will turn this country around. We've got to get back to God. We've got to get back to a biblical worldview. We've got to get back to virtue. A free people without virtue will not remain free. They will become slaves to authoritarians, Marxists, and socialists. Horace, thanks so much for being with me today. Pick up that book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again. It's still so relevant to what needs to be happening today and what hopefully will be happening over the next couple of years if we keep fighting for it. Horace, thanks again for being with me today. You're listening to
thanks
Chosen Generation Radio. I'll be back with Dr. Syed Haider coming up right after this. Monkeypox? Are you kidding me? Here we go.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's Green Fuel Tabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back, folks, to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm really, really pleased to be able to get my next guest back on the program. We were talking the last time that he was with us about these vaccines, about kind of breaking down what's happening, you know, where people are saying, well, okay, yeah, but you guys have been telling us for the last, you know, 14 or 18 months that, you know, everybody's going to die and all this bad stuff's going to happen. And but we don't hear it, and nobody's talking about it, and nobody's saying it. So we're not sure. We don't know. We don't know if we believe all that. But it's real. It's factual. Dr. Hyder, Syed Hyder, who is with me right now. Dr. Syed Hyder, welcome. Dr. Hyder, good to have you. We're on an email list that where there are people who are concerned about this, doctors exchanging information, ideas, how to help patients, how to help their patients, how to better assist people who are, you know, in trouble and having challenges, and how to push back against a narrative that is killing Americans. Jim Thorpe, who I know that you know, Dr. Thorpe, but you know, he's put a video out calling out roughly about 90% of doctors who won't stand up and saying, look, you're giving your patients medical counsel that is going to be life-threatening, and it is absolutely in opposition to your Hippocratic Oath, and I'm calling you out for it. Dr. Hyder, let's go back to where we were last time you were here and unpack for people some of the concern that exists looking forward over the next 90 to, I don't know, 180 days per se, and that's really when the time bomb is likely to explode. But there's issues happening even now that are being buried.
The vaccine adverse events reporting system were off the charts, right? And so now we're seeing data, and I hope you can hear me.
I got you.
I cut out there for a second. We're seeing data showing that the vaccines, you know, we're looking at data in Canada and England, and it's showing that the vaccines are actually predisposing people to death and disability and injury. So you're actually more likely not only to catch the infection now, but also to die from the infection based on the latest data out of England and Canada. So that's really shocking, right? I mean, vaccines were first of all sold to us as you're not going to get the infection at all by Biden, basically, right? Although now we're seeing, you know, reports that people on his staff, they knew that they wasn't going to prevent
infection. And Biden himself is positive, for goodness sake. You know, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's crazy. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. So I mean, I think at this point, everyone has kind of like gotten the memo that these don't prevent infection, but they were still being pushed as you're not going to get as severely sick. And then, you know, the people who get like, you know, who do end up getting severely sick or in the hospital, they're like, well, thank God I got the vaccine, because it would have been even worse if I hadn't, right? But now we're actually seeing that, you know, just based on the numbers, we're looking at the reporting that the risk of severe illness is much higher if you've been vaccinated, and then the risk of death is even much higher. So there's really no reason left anymore. For children specifically, I mean, when you look at the Hippocratic Oath, the first part, you know, kind of principle of modern medicine is do no harm, right? First, right. Do no harm. Right. And it may not actually be mentioned specifically in the Hippocratic Oath, but anyway, Galen, it's since the time of Galen, you know, so thousands of years ago, we've had this first principle in medicine that, you know, it's sure you're trying to help somebody, but at least don't hurt them on the way. Okay.
Right.
And so with children, if you say you're trying to help them, like there's no help being offered by the vaccine or these injections, right? You're not helping anyone else. They're not preventing it from the kids catching it or passing it on to grandma, grandpa, or passing it on to their teachers. It doesn't prevent that. It doesn't prevent illness in the children who basically don't get sick with this. You know, it's a very mild thing for kids. It certainly doesn't prevent death, because kids just don't die from this, right? I mean, they've done studies where, like, in the entire country, I think in all of Sweden, there wasn't a single severely ill child, okay, since the beginning of the pandemic.
Right.
Not a single child met the criteria of severe illness in the entire country of Sweden. And so in America, we know that no healthy child has died from these. There have been like a few hundred kids who've died with, you know, COVID, just like a lot of people, you know, just like the motorcycle accident guy gets taken to the ER and dies, but he has a positive test for COVID. Oh, it must be a COVID death, right? You know, he was in a crash on the highway, but sure, we're going to list it as a COVID death and take the extra, you know, $10,000 or whatever it is in government payments. So, you know, certainly people can be reported to have died with, you know, a positive COVID test. That's kind of meaningless, right? I mean, if they had cancer or something, that's why they died. They didn't die because they had a bad cold when as a child. So there's two things here. One is that for adults, I mean, really, like, we used to try to, like, you know, wrap our heads around, like, okay, it's not really a vaccine, but at least, you know, it's going to help me prevent illness and death. That's not the case anymore for adults. Mm-hmm. And for children, there is nothing to prevent, right? There's really no reason to give it. So even if it was a minuscule chance of harm, that's still too much harm to expose children to, right?
Well,
even if one in a million.
So the revised Hippocratic Oath, I swear to fulfill to the best of my ability and judgment this covenant. I will respect the hard-won scientific gains of those physicians in whose steps I walk and gladly share such knowledge as is mine with those who are to follow. That's what you're doing. That's what you're talking about. What you're sharing has been scientifically identified as the truth, and what they're sharing, according to their own documentation now coming out via the FOIA request, has been identified as being harmful. And so when you take those two into the balance, right? I mean, how can you push one knowing that the data suggests? I mean, I use this correlation. I may use it when you were on with me last time. But in 3 months, 1,200 people died directly as a result of the vaccine, their own documentation, 1,200 deaths. GM has an SUV out with failed headlights, and they pull 740,000 of them off the road because of failed headlights. But 1,200 people die, 42,000 people are injured, their own documentation in just 3 months. And hey, you know what? Let's make sure everybody gets one of these.
Yeah, what's going on here is that, and this has been going on for decades, right, in the vaccine space. So Paul Offit is one of pharma's principal investigators. He's one of the most prominent ones who run these vaccine trials and, you know, put their rubber stamp on the studies and they get published. And so he appears in mainstream media. He publishes articles in mainstream, you know, newspapers. And so he's actually recorded as telling a group of other physicians who are learning from him that, you know, you can't really honestly say that the measles vaccine doesn't harm people, right? You can't say that it doesn't cause autism, right? It's not actually true, true statement that it doesn't cause at all, right, autism.
Right.
But he said, you better get used to saying that in public, right? Because otherwise it'll be seen as leaving a door open, right, to vaccine hesitancy. So we've known for decades in the scientific circles, you know, the reality of the situation is, yes, of course, some vaccines harm some people, right? Now these are, you know, they don't even qualify as vaccines, but these medical interventions are far, far worse than anything we've ever seen before, and yet still, they're pushing this, like, 100% safe and effective line, and it's just, you know, they're just lying through their teeth. They know that they're lying through their teeth, and they're doing it anyway, you know, supposedly for our benefit, because they, you know, supposedly believe that the overall societal benefit is greater than the overall societal harm. And so, you know, we've gone back to this paternalistic model of medicine that we had, you know, we thought we had kind of gotten rid of, you know, 50 years ago, where doctor knows best, you know, and we're not going to really tell you the truth. We're just going to, like, tell you what you should do. And it's not, I mean, back then I could understand that because they had your personal best interest in mind, because they were
the relationship and so on, right?
This is not medicine. This is population health, right? This is not medicine that they're practicing, right? Because in medicine, you have a responsibility to your patient who's right in front of you to do what's best for them, not to do what's best for, like, some, you know, the rest of the 100 million people in the country or the 300 million people in our country.
Doctor,
that's what these people are doing.
Let me read another piece of this Hippocratic Oath. I will apply, This was after that. It says, so, you know, I'm going to walk in these steps and so on. I will apply, the very next sentence, I will apply for the benefit of the sick all measures that are required, avoiding those twin traps of overtreatment and therapeutic nihilism.
Yeah, so therapeutic nihilism, right? Like, well, there's nothing we can do here, right? Like, sorry, you just have to go home and wait until you can't breathe, then come back to the hospital. I mean, this is, like you're saying, I'm glad you're reading it out, because we are actually going against all of our core principles as physicians, right? We've been co-opted by this kind of, like, quote-unquote population health initiative to, you know, inject these things into everyone. So vaccines, at their very root, like, you have to, like, the very idea of them, that you're benefiting the society at large and not yourself, right? That's our traditional understanding of most vaccines, that there's, we're trying to create a herd immunity to protect the weakest members of our herd, right? And not necessarily ourselves when we take these. But they shouldn't harm us, obviously, right? You certainly shouldn't kill more members of the herd than you save by, you know, giving these injections. But that kind of,
or
like,
put more members of the herd at risk than you actually save either.
So now, let's take a quick break.
Dr. Syed Haider is with us. I also, when we get back, we'll talk monkeypox back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending on crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Dr. Syed Haider. And you can find him at mygotodoc.com. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's right.
I got it right this time. See, look at that. Yeah. Mygotodoc.com. Man, we were talking in the break. Lots of good stuff to discuss. Well, the issue of the monkeypox, and I think that that's a good lead-in because it gets us to the next topic, which has to do with children and the introduction of certain things to kids that are quite damaging. So let's start with the monkeypox issue because it's been defined as something that is only impacting homosexuals and homosexual acts, but maybe not so much.
Yeah, so this, just your question first, I'm going to just spend a second, talking about that.
No, please.
Because I've started to realize that changing the language, right, is retraining our brains. It's actually, brainwashing us to believe new things. So in the past, Christians, Muslims, Jews, all traditional people, they had a specific name for what gay men do, okay? It was sodomy, right?
Hello.
And it was because Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, and so obviously it has a negative, affiliation, in our thoughts, right?
Yep.
So changing it to like homosexual or men who have sex with men, kind of like changes it in our minds, right? Like we didn't ever used to think that what men do with men was even sex, right? It wasn't even considered sex. It was considered something separate, dirty, gross, disgusting, right? And so then we accepted it as being a form of sex, right? And that was like leading us to be able to accept them more into society and also to accept gay marriage, right? Again, like marriage traditionally is between a man and a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly not between men and men or like horses and donkeys. I mean, these are not marriages. So I would say like we should use the proper terms. Otherwise we are like collaborating with the people who are destroying our societies and destroying our religions. And it's the same with the quote unquote vaccines, right? Like don't call them vaccines. They're shots, they're mRNA shots, call them something else. Right. Because you're basically training yourself and other people to think of them in a different way. So the words that you use have an impact. But to get back to the question
I agree. I appreciate that.
What was the question?
Okay, no. Sorry about that. So the question, I guess, is first of all, with regards to the whole idea of monkeypox, is monkeypox only a sodomite problem? Or, because you were saying that now it seems as though it's transmitting to kids, and you kind of go, okay, well, what's that all about? But that ties into what you said, because sodomites are pedophiles. Let's just call it what it is. And transgenders, the pedophilia, NAMBLA, was a part of the agenda from the very get-go.
Yeah, so with monkeypox, like you said, we're seeing it now being transmitted to children, and they haven't actually told us whether these children were sexually abused or whether it was just like, the people with monkeypox can get sores in other places, not just the in the rectum. So you can have sores all over your body, and any of the sores can certainly transmit monkeypox to other people. What I'm concerned about with monkeypox is that it seems to be following like the exact same path as COVID did, where it seems to have been genetically engineered based on like sequencing data showing that it's mutated far more than it would have in the natural world from the last known historical variant, and it seems to have been kind of seeded all over, and now it's like just exploding, and we don't have testing, and soon we're going to have testing, and then we're going to have this like case-demic, right, the way we had with COVID, where suddenly overnight it's just going to be like hundreds of thousands of cases perhaps, because suddenly we're testing everyone for it,
right.
And again it's going to be a PCR test, so we're probably going to overshoot the mark and diagnose diagnose people who don't have any symptoms and probably don't have it. And so, like, I'm worried that we're going down this path of, again, fear and, you know, something like the AIDS crisis, right? Fauci tried to convince people that you could get AIDS just with, like, casual contact, right? And everyone, when I was growing up, was deadly frightened of HIV and AIDS, when really they shouldn't have been. I mean, it was an HIV and a, you know, a gay sex kind of, like, problem. It wasn't a problem, really, with anyone else. I mean, heterosexuals had a vanishingly, you know, small chance of catching it, even if they had sex with somebody who had it. So we're seeing kind of the same setup with monkeypox. I mean, maybe it's going to be another, you know, kind of like scamdemic or fake pandemic. Or maybe it's going to be real, you know, partly real, the way COVID was partly real, certainly. You know, some people get long COVID, and then the cure being worse than the disease, right? I mean, we've always known that smallpox vaccines, which is what they're going to offer for monkeypox, are one of the worst vaccines, you know, in history, that in terms of, you know, until we got these COVID shots, which aren't vaccines, which is maybe why they're worse. But, you know, the smallpox, quote-unquote, vaccines have always been considered the most dangerous vaccines in our armamentarium, and now they're being pushed on these people who are being diagnosed with monkeypox. But to get into, like, kind of the transgenderism thing for a bit, you know, I kind of, like, started thinking about it because, you know, I said one day during an interview that I thought that these clot shots being given to kids were, like, the greatest emergency, you know, for our children and for our country. And then I started thinking about it later, and I was like, you know, really it's the transgender and the LGBTQ movement. Yeah. And I did a little bit of research, and I found that the estimates for, like, you know, how many people identify as LGBTQ and Gen Z, which is our latest generation, you know, just, you know, coming of age right now in their 20s, is anywhere from 9 to 40%. Okay.
I know. That's crazy.
So what does that mean? This is an evolutionary dead end. Okay. So I don't believe that humans, you know, were the product of evolution, but I believe in microevolution and in some ways, you know, some cases, like, maybe societies evolve in certain ways. Mm-hmm. So societies that go down this road, it's a dead end. They die out, okay? Because LGBTQ people don't have kids, right? Like, you know, you don't tend to have kids. I mean, maybe you adopt some kids in some cases, but, you know, the whole idea is this, like, I'm just going to have fun and, like, you know, do whatever pleases me kind of idea. And then, obviously, right, in the trans community, you literally can't have kids anymore. You know, you're giving kids these cross-sex hormones, and eventually they're infertile and incapable of having children. But, you know, gay men, gay women, certainly they can't, like, get together and have a baby, right?
Right.
So this is the end of civilization, and it's kind of a progression that began with kind of the atheist philosophy that sprouted up in the Western world, and then it was furthered by the Frankfurt School in Germany about 100 years ago, and kind of Marxist thought kind of gave it a push, and so it created this critical theory. How do we bring down, you know, democracies and Western civilization as a whole? We destroy the family, right? That's one of the ways of doing it. So
Absolutely.
This is the destruction of the family. So not only are you, like, you know, these kids are not going to have their own kids, and some of them will be unable to have kids, but you're destroying the generations after them as well, because we know that a strong, you know, mother and father family, a traditional family, is what builds a society. That's the base unit of any society. And we know from tons of sociological research that the outcomes in terms of, like, jobs and health and, you know, wealth and everything, right?
Just longevity, like, of life,
longevity,
all
everything.
That, yes.
Yeah, it's, everything is higher in, like, a, you know, in coherent households that are not broken and split up. So all of this is going away within our country unless we draw the line. And how do you draw the line? You have to speak out, right? For God's sake. Stop being afraid, right? Evil only spreads when good men fail to do anything. And the least you can do is say something, right?
Right.
Like, if you don't say that this is wrong, you know, everyone's afraid of saying it's wrong. Speak up, otherwise your society and your children's, you know, future is being destroyed in front of you.
And don't be stunned when you're ostracized. I mean, one of the biggest challenges, I've been told repeatedly for 11 years, because there were three things God told me to talk about. He told me to talk about LGBTQ agenda, he told me to talk about secular humanism, and he told me to talk about Islam. And in those three things, they're three of the most controversial issues that you could possibly address. But in particular, I was told, if you keep talking about the LGBTQ pastor, they're not going to pick you up. Stations won't pick you up. They won't run your show. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But now, because of tremendously educated and eloquently positioned people like yourself who are speaking these things out, they're not saying, okay, this is all about a religion thing. This is just a fact. These are scientific, medically proven facts, ladies and gentlemen. Because people are beginning to speak out like yourself, thank you, okay? Finally, people are waking up and going, wait a minute. They're waking up and saying, they're coming after my kids. They're coming after my children. That's a step too far. That's a step too far. So thank you for eloquently speaking that out today. And it is. It's sodomite relationships, and they need to not be approved in schools and in the public place. And what you do in private, as you were mentioning in the break, does flow over. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this was kind of like, where did this start? Like, the first step was convincing people that if you do something in private, in your own home, you know, to your own self, that doesn't affect the rest of the world. And so that itself, I think, is a wrong idea, but we've accepted it in the last, you know, 50 years, that people can do what they want. They can do something that I might consider evil, but if they do it and they don't, you know, like, expose themselves to the rest of the world, they don't talk about it, it's fine. But as we were saying, you know, we were discussing that, like, when you, you know, take on evil traits, you affect everyone around you, right? So on the Day of Judgment, God is going to look at you and say, well, you know, you thought that you were only harming yourself, but, like, since you did this, you were actually harming the entire world. You were harming everyone in your circle, you know, who came in contact with you, you know, in some way. You know, it might have been subtle, it might have been not so subtle, right? So a lot of people have a lot of guilt for what they're doing because they know it's wrong deep down, right? Right. And then that guilt turns into anger that they take out on their kids, and that passes on, like, you know, to their kids' kids, and it just destroys societies from the inside out. And then the next step, after we accepted that, okay, you can do something evil on your own, sitting in your bedroom or, like, by yourself, and you're not, you know, quote-unquote spreading it to everyone else, was to, like, accept, you know, what they were doing publicly and say that now we can talk about it and it's okay and we're going to accept them and we're going to, like, love them and blah, blah, blah. And of course, right, like, the Christian idea of, like, love, sure, you love the person and you hate what they're doing, right? It's not that we hate people, right? Like, we don't hate them, right? Like, they're our brothers, right? They're human beings. They came from Adam. And so we want the best for them. We want them to stop harming themselves and everyone else around them and, you know, enter heaven with the righteous. But, you know, so for that, we have to hate when they're harming themselves, right? Like, when somebody, you know, cuts themselves, you want them to stop, right? You don't want them to keep harming themselves. So this idea, this reframing that you're, like, hating, like, it's hate, you know, it's like a hate crime. It's not a hate crime to hate what's immoral. What is immoral? Like, even after you get beyond, like, okay, we're just harming ourselves, we're not harming everyone else, the next step is now they're harming everyone, certainly harming everyone. They're instilling these ideas into kids who should be sheltered from evil, and they're spreading them throughout the society, right? These ideas are being spread. Kids who never would have even considered that they were.
And now you have 9 to 40%, as you mentioned, and I've seen that statistic as well, that are being impacted by this. I'm looking forward to having you back the next time. This is a great conversation. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Don't run away. Folks, I got to jump because we're at the end of our time. Stick around, though. I want to again thank our 140,000 people that watched us this past week on TECN-TV. That's an awesome, awesome new record and a number. I want to encourage you to be sure and stay tuned for Texas Fully Loaded with Sondra Witten, Walter West, and John Boucher at 12 Eastern. And I'll be back with you on the program for our Tuesday show. Tomorrow we start with a great conversation with Peter LaBarbera, who has been talking about this sodomite issue. And we're going to get into it some more right off the bat tomorrow morning. I'll be back with more coming up right after this. Well, tomorrow. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.